Welcome to Moments from Moonberry Lake. I'm your host and author, Holly Varney, and in today's morning news from this sweet small town, I'll be reading A Moment with Martha. Rebellious Joy. I woke up this morning with a bee in my bonnet and a burr in my saddle. I felt irritated and unsettled, but couldn't pinpoint the reason for it. I simmered and stewed until I finally reached my boiling point and shouted, "I haven't done enough!" My husband jumped, "What?" "I haven't experienced everything that everyone else has." "Everyone," my husband echoed, "everyone has experienced things, and you're the only one left out. You're sure it's everyone in the world?" I sighed. "Well, it certainly feels that way." He nodded. "Okay, what have you missed out on?" I said the first two things that popped in my head: traveling around the world and getting a tattoo. "A tattoo," he said, choking on his coffee. "Yes, you wouldn't believe how many people I see with tattoos. It used to be just sailors and bikers when we grew up, but now it's women too. Some have not only multiple tattoos, but ones that cover huge sections of their body." "So you want to get a tattoo?" he asked. "I don't know. I never thought about it. I never had the desire for one before. But maybe I should get one before I die so I don't miss out on the experience." My husband was baffled. "What tattoo would you get?" "I'm not sure. You're missing the point. When I went to get my glasses the other day, the woman helping me had a nose ring." He was now looking at me like I'd lost my mind. So? "She said that she got it for her 60th birthday." "Her 60th, I repeated. "I want to do something different and shocking. I want to be hip like the youngsters." My husband chuckled. "The fact that you are referring to those in their 60s as youngsters should remind you of how old you are. Too old to be worrying about tattoos and nose rings." I ignored him. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that what I was upset about was folks my age were brought up to play by the rules, to be good citizens and good Christians, and to do what was expected of us by our family and society. I was given a box to fit into and was content to fit snugly inside. I never tried to break outside that box or even imagine what it would be like not to conform. My whole life I've played it safe, and now that I'm at the end, all I can think is, did I do the right thing? As I stared at the woman adjusting my glasses the other day, I was taken back by her rebellious joy. She was as plump as a summer tomato, past menopause, busy being a grandma to grandkids she described as a handful, and so cheery that her positive attitude was infectious. When I go to the store and see people with tattoos all over their body, like they've been given an infinite supply of permanent markers and told to have fun, I can only stare. I know they notice me gawking at them and think that I'm probably judging them critically, but really, I am staring in awe at their rebellious joy in not finding their place in the box. Perhaps having a life crisis in your 80s is a real thing. "I want to do something crazy and unexpected," I announced. My husband considered this. "If you want to travel to some exotic place, we could take a cruise." I shook my head. "No, I can't walk that far with my hip, and most ethnic food doesn't agree with me." "You could take woodworking, calligraphy, or chair yoga down at the senior center. You've never tried any of those." I shook my head. "That's not exciting enough." I thought about it and then came up with the most wonderful idea. "I know what I'm going to do," I shouted. "I'm going to be wild and go to the mall and get my ears double pierced." My husband laughed. "As long as you don't come back with a tattoo of a sailor, I don't care." "Oh, don't tempt me. I'm not done living this life yet, and it's never too late for rebellious joy.